Hey, Flocketeers, what's going on? Recording this late. It's a very late night. And just couldn't get the podcast out. Had some family emergencies and other stuff going on, and which I'll talk about later in the podcast. And so, yeah, I am recording now at 9:43 at night. So you will probably get this, if I'm lucky, hopefully before midnight. So, hey, I'm technically not late. It's on Tuesday. But if not, you know, you'll see it all tomorrow with all the other crap I have to do. But, you know, an emergency came up and had to take some time to address them and everything. So, you know, if you're so outraged, you know, please hate me with money and wad it up in hundreds and just throw it at me. And I'll take the abuse if you need to. So anyway, so originally I planned to like talk about some other things and everything else, but I had to address a couple of things. The last podcast, which was my Women's in Podcast, Women in Comics kind of podcast, you know, went over really well. A lot of people dug it, or a lot of people pat on the back and blah, 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 and this and that. But I was a little concerned because I had, you know, I couldn't say much, maybe three crappy conversations about it, and some were in Twitter, some were in Facebook, and some were like in real life. And it was just something that was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where it's not horrible, it's like, you know, you can tell people are kind of ashamed. You know, it's like when, I don't know, it's happened to me when I've talked to people that you can tell they're ashamed that they're like racist, or they're ashamed that they have like opinions of people in a certain way, and you go, what the fuck? And they could read it on your face, like you're not agreeing with them. You're actually kind of waiting for them to pull the conversation out of the nosedive that it's in and redeem themselves, or say they're just kidding. And they don't. And you have to be kind of like, what the fuck? And by the other side of it too, you know, even people that I guess you could say agree with me, take it too far. It's like this other extreme where they're just like, yeah, and fuck everybody. And then it's just like, you know, you don't have that nice, common sense, sweet middle ground where you should be. It's just fucking ridiculousness on it, you know? And so then, you know, with everything that's going on in comics right now, it's just like, you just see that just coming in. And it's not only on that, but in other occasions. But, I mean, they weren't horrible. They weren't terrible. They weren't one of those conversations where you sit there. So if anything, I always try to calm it the fuck down and then relate and then change and give people a new perspective. But, you know, I think there is this kind of, like, frustration. And it is a kind of a true frustration of with everything that's going on in comics and women in comics and everything else. I think there's like this frustration, and part of it, one, is I think the controversy. I think, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, if you guys are out there and you're in tune and you know what's going on, you know, people seem to want a Gamer's Gate sort of thing to happen in comics, like a Comics Gate thing. And there's two schools to three of thought on this. One is, it's a problem, we have to address it, and damn it, we have to make a stand, you know? And we have to attack it wherever we can, and we have to do what we can, and all that. And then the other side of it is, where the fuck is this coming from? Shut the fuck up, stop bothering people. And so you kind of get in this weird instance of like, okay, what are we talking about? What are we addressing? What are you actually doing, you know? I'll tell you what I think. I don't understand the need for a Comics Gate. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is relating to, it's Gamer's Gate, which is the shitty thing that happened in gaming journalism and gaming in general, where some women, and most of the time it's just this, women who speak up, who talk about how they want to change gaming, they're tired of scantily clad women running around where their ass is shaking out and what have you, being portrayed horribly, and then they speak up about it, and then these monstrous pieces of shit people, I want to say mostly men, but you never know who else, men come out and just fucking attack them verbally and online so horribly with, I'm talking about, threats of rape and threats of shit and just horrible, fucking shitty, shitty, shitty men that are out there. Just shitty men. That kind of shit. And the results from that, a lot of fallout, a lot of journalists dropping out, people having to change their addresses, it was horrendous. But there seems to be almost that, which was a horrendous thing to happen. That was just bad and it's crappy. But it's also not as big. It wasn't all encompassing. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like there was, it was almost a drive to make it into a men versus women thing and a subject. And kind of like, oh, all men that game are assholes. Like all of them are, they just want tits and ass and that's what, and it was kind of unfair. But at the same time, it was addressing a fucking a certain attitude and platitude that's in it. My problem with a lot of it is the people that are talking are shit. I mean, this happens in politics, this happens in everything. It's like you're listening to any fuckhead that has a Twitter account and whatever they write. You're listening to any idiot with a blog and whatever the fuck they're saying, and giving them weight, giving them real estate in your mind and in your argument. And that's something I don't understand. That was something that I thought for that just that's dumb and stupid. Why would you do that? What happened to ignoring stupidity? Like sometimes you just say, okay, that guy's a fucking moron. Let me get on with my life. Of course, the attempts of, the threats of rape and stuff like that obviously don't make it easy, and that's fucking horrendous. I can only imagine the fucking pain and the problems and the struggle if you have somebody constantly fucking assaulting you. But now, that being said, why are people craving this in comics? Why are people looking for a comics gate? Why? Why would you want that? I don't think necessarily it is that horrible yet, I guess is a good thing to say, or in comics. I think there's a shitty attitude towards women. There's a shit, certainly a certain shitty attitude with how things are changing. But like even this, this last week you had, the Batgirl 41 cover, with the Joker and her and whatever. Why was that a thing? There was a whole talk about how that's a trigger and that's a this and that's a that. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things too is like, look, I'm certainly, you have to be sensitive to whatever the fuck you put out. But there was no big pretense there. Anybody who understood the fucking mythos of fucking, Batman understands the Killing Joke and how it was. And yeah, it's a horrendous fucking thing that happens to Batgirl, and that's why Joker is the villain that he is. I mean, there is times that I wonder when I, especially when people do that thing at the con of like Hail Hydra, or they're fucking, talking about, they want to emulate the Joker, Harley Quinn. Hey, you know what? That's cool and all. I can understand being a fan of certain things, but they're also motherfucking serial killers. They're fictional serial killers. But Joker's a horrible fucking person, a pretty horrible human being. So if you're emulating that, I mean, you're subscribing to it. Now, and again, the sense of fun and fantasy and everything else. All right. There's a lighter side, there's a darker side. There's, the Batman animated one, and then there's the Killing Joke one. Which, I mean, if you've seen anything, you know that there's like pages that were never used, like Brian Bolland did, that shows, pictures of and everything else of the supposed rape of Batgirl. That's where all this comes from with it. Okay. Horrible. That sucks. That's really bad. That's kind of crazy, But that's part of the story, and that's why it gives the story weight, It can't just be light shit all the fucking time. Now, yeah, maybe if it, the argument is it's also a book for younger readers. It was a book that was, marketed towards that. It wasn't about being an adult book and everything else. But in the end, what you're doing is censoring it. And you know what? I can't abide by that. I think it's a load of shit. And I don't blame the people complaining. If you feel that strongly about it, complain. That's your fucking right to complain. I think it was in part the artist, Albuquerque, and DC just folding like they did. And I think to a certain degree, I know Albuquerque said, well, I feel bad that this is being portrayed like that. Let me pull it. But I think it's you can't always go by that, even as an artist. I can understand you want to be sensitive and you want to be good and you don't want to piss anybody off, but fuck, man, come on. I think you need to kind of grow a pair there a little bit and, just understand that sometimes, no matter how you do it, if your artwork is that controversial or that happens and stuff, that's up to you, but come on, that's the pull it from there and everything else. I just feel like it was a cop out. I think it's for DC and everything else. And for those who are bothered, just don't buy the fucking book. Talk about it. I think if you led a boycott of the fucking book, that would be fine. You said, let's boycott this book. Don't buy it. We're gonna da da da. Okay, cool. That's okay, But they go out of your way and have something unmade and not printed because of that. It's just ridiculous. And I don't feel it was that strong. I don't feel like it. Just because somebody says, "Oh, that's a trigger," then that person needs help for that not to be a trigger. Because if that's a trigger, holy shit, turn on the TV. I mean, a lot of these programs, like, it's funny because sometimes I'm one of these people that don't watch a lot of certain shows, especially the most popular ones and the stuff that's out there. But when I have tuned in to some of these shows, like How to Get Away with Murder or fucking what's the other ridiculous show, Revenge, or I'm fucking surprised how violent and fucked up it is. Like, I'm always like, holy shit, like they're doing this now in this series? Like you put turn in a Law and Order and they're talking about how much like semen was found in the body cavity and shit. Like, holy fuck, what the and I'm like, damn, it's only 10 o'clock, that's the thing. And so if that isn't a trigger, but a fucking Batman cover is, it's kind of ridiculous. I think it's just one of the most extreme instances of like kind of censorship that's out there. And I can understand. I mean, in the end, it is the artist's choice and it is their choice. Then that's come, I blame them. I blame them more than anything. I don't blame the people complaining. And by the other side, the other folks that are kind of like insensitive about it, I understand too. Like, I understand after a while, it's like, come on, grow a pair. But yeah, there's people that are out there that have gone through shit. And, but we could always argue what the fuck might mess you up. There's some people that can't see the American flag burned. They'll fucking go apeshit because they either serve this country or for them it's an important symbol. There's people that can't, but you can't see, Robert Mapplethorpe's Piss Christ because it's the cross inside a jar of pee, There are people that are insulted, but just because you're insulted, and as like Stephen Fry said, if you find something to be, I find that offensive, that, and he always tells people like I always, that's kind of an asshole fucking thing to say. That's your problem, That's not nobody else. That's nobody else's problem, and it's just something that I think a lot of people need to understand. It's whining. And if you're offended by it, okay, cool. Don't support it. Don't buy it. Don't look at it. Don't get it. Don't talk about it. Don't say anything. But, this comes into like this third arm into all of this, is that in the media, that's where the meat and potatoes is for them. This is where all the money is, the controversy. And I think what happens is when you make something a controversy or you bring it to attention, it's understanding. But in journalism, you're supposed to bring something to understanding to people to the for them to see it because it would be in their benefit, not because you need to make ad sales on your website or you need to have commercials on. So I think there's this other kind of part of it that is just so ridiculous, And it goes into everything else. Now, we have to understand something. Comics are changing. The world of comics is going to change, and we have to accept that. Everything about it, I think a lot of times the biggest gripes, the biggest problems, the biggest controversies, the biggest things that we have that we just haunt us is the fact that it's changing. I mean, if it ain't format from print to digital or from this to that, it's the movies, it's the TV, and then now as it's getting popular, how are things being portrayed? How are women being portrayed? How are minorities being portrayed? And then on top of that, then it's how many creators are? Is it enough women creators? Enough male creators? And then it's like, it goes on and on and on, and we have to accept that that's going to happen. That's it's a good thing for it to happen. That kind of thing. But if we're gonna sit here and really mule and quip and quim about every fucking thing, every time something comes out, we're never gonna get anywhere. Because then that, now you're in a situation just like in politics and just like in so many other things, we're dealing with the same claptrap bullshit every fucking time. And I think that's what the where I get kind of like pissed off, because I just feel like, okay, now we're just saying the same shit again and again and again. You know, it's not that some things I like the fact that if you know, I'll probably link it on the website, but like, you know, change the hashtag change the cover, you know, and Comicsgate and is Gamergate and all the crap. What I loved is that there were some great fucking people fucking around just with the cover. They changed the cover their own way, and then some people talking shit, you know. I love that there's a guy that he put the change the cover hashtag on a old Spider-Man 15, Ultimate Spider-Man 15, and he's showing his crotch to the audience. It's incredibly triggering, you know. I like the idea of that. You know, and people battled back. So I think in that sense of controversy, if we're gonna do the stuff like this and in essence have a conversation, it's awesome. But by the other side of it, you know, Eric Larson came out and he was talking about outfits and how people kept talking about the outfits and how things were being portrayed and everything else, you know. I saw some of it, but you know, mostly about, you know, the outfits, like, and showing the different artwork and everything else of, you know, Wonder Woman. And it's really true what he's saying. You know, it is about, you know, how people want to portray it. And believe me, as an artist at cons, I've heard and seen other artists who have to draw, you know, fucking Poison Ivy finger banging Harley Quinn and stuff like that, because to make a buck, you know, it's very prevalent in comics. It's there. The people want that, and that's what they want. You know, the most you can do is educate and slowly move away. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And kind of shaming people because they like something like that sucks too. You don't need to do that. There's different takes. There's different places and different ways of doing it and everything. But I also think, like, don't suck the fun out of things. Some people like that shit. Some of us have are fucking, I don't know, I guess mature enough that we don't get offended and we don't get ridiculous. We gotta understand that this is comics and it's fun, and that's what we want. But you know, Larson went into a good thing on reaction. I think that Reaction, I don't know what the hell fucking website this is. Probably post that too. And you know, he posted it, you know, two images of Wonder Woman in the same costume by Mark Beecham and by Bruce Timm. And it pointing out that it wasn't the costume so much as the artist styles that contrasted Wonder Woman as vulnerable and slutty as hell with Wonder Woman as proud, confident, and powerful. And you could tell, like, if you look at the images, it's just the positioning. If you have a woman with her legs spread out, you know, on there looking like, you know, a penthouse forum fucking picture, yeah, that's the, you know, what are you gonna do? So I think it's in the context of it. I think just showing a woman because of a costume isn't enough. I mean, it's also how you portray it. And I mean, it's kind of related relative to what I was saying in the last episode with Creature Entertainment. You know, some people say, oh, you know, the girl's half naked and blah, blah, blah. Well, what's wrong with the female body? What's wrong with what you're showing? Well, oh, is it because she's naked on top of werewolves? Well, she's the queen of the werewolves and she controls all those horrible beasts. She's that powerful. Is it, what is it? And you can go on and on and on. And sometimes it's sexiness. So it just, you can tell that this is a lot of it also is paying attention to the screamer in the class because it's fun. That's the controversy. And this allows websites like Comic Book Resources, Bleeding Cool, Comics Alliance, all these people to sell, you know, get hits on their pages, sell ads, get followers on Twitter. It allows them, because people come in and they'll be like, I am mad, brr, and fake bullshit, all of these things. So I don't know. When I see all that, I'm like, fine, you know, it makes the it brings a conversation and people are talking. And luckily, like, it doesn't really, it luckily doesn't show up too much. But it just feels sucky because I feel like then there's people plotting. Like, if you don't fall in line with this kind of Gestapo bullshit fucking censorship, then they're going to say, you know what, I don't want to deal with that guy. And then all of a sudden your potential's gone. I'm afraid of that sometimes. I mean, I'm proud of my shit and creature. But I feel like, man, somebody sees this and they're gonna be like, think, oh, he's just a pervo dude who does this shit. And all they'll look at is a Ravenous cover, or all they'll look at is a specific cover from Zombies and not look at any of my other covers. or not look at any of my other books, or not even read the books and literally judge a book by its cover and hence judge me. So I, at times I'm kind of worried about it and everything else, but then I sometimes think, well, maybe we shouldn't do it so risque. Let's change it. And I go, holy shit, this is affecting me. This is changing my opinion on things. This is censoring me. This is stopping me from doing what I originally wanted to do with a book. And I think, man, if that affects me that much, imagine how many other people, you know. I'm not saying that there isn't shit going on, that there aren't shitty books out there with some horrible portrayals of women. I'm not saying there, but that's par for the fucking course. Keep making amazing books and you'll not have a problem. Keep bringing amazing creators, female and male, in. We won't have a problem. But you got to accept that a lot of it's going to be shit. In music, in art, in dance, in every fucking form of expression, and even in commerce and shit. Look, you know, if you're lucky, you know, 60% of it's mediocre, with 20% being shit and 20% being gold, if you're lucky, you know? Most music is garbage. Most lyrics are horrible, you know? Doesn't fucking matter. People portray and go after that and subscribe to it. That's your problem. And what you have to do is educate those people and bring good shit to the table so they can realize and open their eyes to it, you know? And Larson tried to do that with that article, so I'm probably going to link that too. So, yeah, so those are the kind of things that are happening on this, the controversy and shit. And I just wonder, like, why even pray for a gamer's gate? How about something better? What if we proved comics are better than that? What if, you know, comics move forward in such a way that we surpass those kind of things? You know, we're not as big as video games. Those are billions upon billion dollar industry. I think we're like a $1 billion system right now, you know. So we have the maneuverability of doing that. Oh man, wait, I need some iced coffee. God damn, when you're proving a point, it gives you a mighty thirst. But why not, you know, show above that? And I think a lot of people need to do that out there. So, I mean, yeah, it's been a controversial week, man. I mean, that and everything else that's going on. Donatello fucking died. What the fuck was that about? I already heard that that's bullshit. I already saw a page that they put up from issue 45 where he's in the bed and Splinter's looking over him. So he's not dead, people. Shut the fuck up. But you know what's amazing? The speculation market that happened with that. And I want to do a whole episode on that. I'm going to do some research on that because I think, like, right now, like, comics is, again, you know, we're all kind of sensing it. We're in a weird little bubble. You know, cons are going on all the time. People are going to them all the fucking time. You know, we're in a weird state, man. Things are going crazy. Now you get a variant cover comes out, and it can jump to $100, $200, $300, depending what the hell it is. You know, Star Wars and, you know, Secret Wars and all these other fucking things are going on. They're sucking the oxygen out of the room. And, dude, it's a weird time, man. It's a weird time. And, you know, what we're going to get out of this and how long this is going to go, I don't know. But the back issue speculation market is crazy. Now, if somebody shows up in a show, I mean, I've bit into it. I've gotten into a couple of fucking things because of it, let me tell you. I mean, what was it? When there was talk that Quasar was going to come out and possibly Speedball going to come out in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I got the first appearance of Speedball. I got the first appearance of Quasar. Not greatest conditions. I think it was a Spectacular Spider-Man Annual Issue 2. I forgot. I got to look at it. That's the Speedball cover. It was in pretty good condition. I might actually slab that book. Which, for you people that don't know what slabbing is when you grade the book and they put in a plastic seal forever and ever and ever. It's a collector's thing. You wouldn't understand. I mean, it's a weird thing, but it might be a possible investment again because things are coming in and out and everything. Am I talking about retire on a comic book investment? No. But it could be something that you can sit on, slab a couple of books, you get the right stuff going and everything else. You could have a tidy fucking collection there. And if shit hits the fan, and move on it, you know. That's interesting to me to see that market coming back and seeing it more and more prevalent. People are collecting certain things. I have a friend trying to collect every Star Wars cover from issue 1, which I thought stopped at 77 covers, but now somebody told me there were 100 or something. That this is ridiculous. So I mean, it's a hard fucking thing, man. It's a crazy thing. Let me see. Now, what else was I gonna say? Sorry, I'm like getting messages at the same time. So yeah, comics are a weird thing. At the same time, we're getting kind of like, we're getting good. We had good numbers on Diamond last week. You remember how I was telling you that? How everything was going so good. Oh my God. Now I don't know if people are gonna get their books tomorrow because Diamond didn't mail them out. They didn't send them out to the comic shops that ordered them. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. We're still trying to find out. I'm not trying to get into a bitch and complaint rant thing, but they're doing that to a lot of people. And it's tiring, man. I mean, again, it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm recording my podcast. I should have done this morning when I was fresh and beautiful and great. And now I'm just sitting here, like, with my eyes rolling in the back of my head, tired. It's ridiculous. It's hard fucking. Any other job would be easier than this. But if you want to do this, you got to put in the hours, and I'm doing it. But it's hard, man. And when the system itself is kind of fucked up and it kind of fucks you over, yeek, Like it, because if you say, well, I hit my ones, I hit my twos, I hit my threes, I did A, B, C, I did all my shit in order, shouldn't have a problem, I got to here, let's keep going. And then the system itself is fucked up enough to fuck you over like this. Hopefully it's not going to backlash on us as bad as we think. I don't like having books laid out there. I mean, I have a problem right now with some Kickstarters that I'm trying to get books out and everything. And I'm bended knee for people's patience and making sure I can get everything done. It's hard, man. It's so fucking hard. If you know a person that creates comics, give them a pat on the back and say, get going, man. I'll give them some good vibes because it's really necessary. It's hard shit, man. It's not a joke. So, with all that going on, I have a bit of an announcement to tell you guys. With everything that I've been doing and all the stuff that I've been putting together and everything, I've had a lot of chances. I had a lot of things that come up, projects. I've talked about it before, the Hollywood talk. Every time I get together with somebody and they want to sit down and, hey man, let's go have some beers or let's go have lunch and we'll talk about this project I want to do and let's go do this and all this other crap. I was like, oh, okay, cool, and sit there and everybody has an amazing fucking plan or some kind of thing. It's always a caper, It's like, I guess like this is what jewel thieves and bank robbers go through. It's like somebody's like, yeah, we're gonna hit this shit and this shit's gonna be blowing up, man. It's gonna be so good. And you just have to sit there and try not to roll your eyes or not be a dick because you can see already the flaws and everything that they're doing. So it's seldom that I get anything that's a great idea. And then the other problem with having it something that's an awesome idea that I definitely want to do, and then the dumb thing of having enough money to do it. And it's funny because now I just spent, the whole co the whole podcast talking about all the shit that's going on in comics and all the weirdness and the possible bubble that we're in and all the fucking controversy. And I've decided to team up with some good people, some awesome people, and we're gonna open a comic book shop in Hialeah. Yes, that's right. I'm opening a comic book shop in Hialeah. It's official. I got the keys for the place last Friday, and one of the things I was busy with today that took it so long was I had to go get some display case with one of my partners and bring it back to the shop, and that took like most of the day just because it weighs like a motherfucker, and we had to borrow pickup. So yeah, man, I'm gonna get in the comic shop game. I think it's gonna be something kind of cool. I think I'm gonna do some podcasting from there. I think I'm gonna tell you guys about it. I think I'll kind of journal it on here and let you guys know how having a comic book shop is. If it's actually worth a fucking shit. It's funny because like half of me is like, you're crazy. And the other half of me is like, you're a fucking genius. Because it's, I'm opening in Hialeah Gardens and I'm teaming up with, man, I'm going to fuck up his last name. I can't believe I didn't learn his last name that well. Xavier Reishi, whatever. And Dapper 13 Tattoo. So you're going to have Dapper 13 Tattoo Comics and Games in Hialeah. It's going to be 9160 Northwest 122nd Street, Suite 8. You're going to see our sign nice and golden and big on there. I got a little spot. This is going to be small too, man. This is not going to be this big, mamma jamma shop, man. I'm just gonna do a nice, small, cool fucking shop right now. Just something small and just slowly build up. And hopefully, yeah, you know, if by this time next year I can be telling you guys that we're going to open Mamma Jamma Shop, I'll open Mamma Jamma Shop. But for right now, it's going to be just something cool and quaint, a cool place that people come, find books, find their shit. You know, we're going to be gaming, doing games and stuff, get-togethers. Xavier's a huge comic book nerd like me. We just hung out all day today and we were having lunch. And it's just like, oh, I like this book. I like it too, you know. So it's cool. The staff there is super awesome. His wife Ava's super cool, super on it too. She's just bam, you know. I think keeping the rest of us artistic dickheads in line and making sure we're not, you know, she has a great vision for the shop and everything. I got to meet his apprentice and coworker Kenny. He's cool as shit. I'm doing that with John Ayua and Julio Alvarez are my partners, and we're gonna start slowly building that up. I was at Geek Fest this weekend, and one of the cool things, you know, that I got away from it was I talked to a couple of folks there, people that move and hustle in the comics field, and was talking to them about it, and they were all like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. You know, like, everybody was just very positive, very cool. You know, I think people realize, too, like, I mean, if it's us on board, and we don't fuck around, and I'm on it. I'm really on it. Like, it's one of the things I love about, I like the business of comics. Like, there's nothing, I always think, like, there's no concept or no aspect fucking comics that I don't like. I mean, the business of it I find incredible. The art of it is incredible. The creation of it, everything I find awesome. I mean, like I tell people, I can sit down and read an Archie comic or a Casper comic from back in the day. I've been looking for old Heathcliff comics lately. I can read all of that and then read fucking Alan Moore's Promethea, and I'd be super happy. To me, they're both awesome. You know, like I'm just happy. There's my favorites, but there's some stuff that's cool. So it's kind of a cool thing, man. I mean, I like doing it, and I think it's gonna kind of comes into everything, and I think it's gonna like open my career a little bit just because I'll have that experience. Like, I ran a comic shop. I ran what the fuck that is. So I know that side of it too. And so a lot of the stuff that, you know, comic shop owners complain about or say out there, you know, I'm going to learn from them. You know, I'm going to learn from this and say, oh, now I see what you're talking about. But by the other side of it too, I really want to surpass shit. You know, I'm not, you know, when I talk about this, it's like, I'm not here to like make a shop that's like going to be frou-frou for frou-frou, but I really do want the boutique style kind of comic shop. Not because I want to like jack up the prices, but by the same token, I want you to have an experience. I want you guys to really fucking enjoy the place. I want you guys to come in there and be like, oh, fuck yeah, this is cool. This is a spot to go to. You know, I want people to go, hey, I'm in, oh, we're over here by Haley Gardens. Fuck it. Hey, you know what's cool? You know, Dapper 13's over here. Let's go over there. Let's have fucking go buy some books. Let's go see what's up. You know, that's what I really, really, really want in the long run. Because I think you have to make it an experience. You know, I was sitting at a Whole Foods today, and I was having dinner with my wife, and we were just, like, looking at it, and we were talking about the design, and, you know, we're in that little area where they let you eat, and it's really nice fucking Whole Foods. And we got some shit for us to eat and some other stuff to take, and we were sitting there talking, and she's like, oh, you know what you could do is like a board like that, or you know what you can do is like that design. And it was true. And then I really figured, I was looking at it, I'm like, yeah, this is what makes it different from being at a Publix or being a Winn-Dixie, you know? I mean, it's not only that you say, all right, I'm going to be an upper echelon fucking place, but you're going to also, you know, you're going to bring things that are different. You're going to give things a different vibe. Like, I don't want to be a dungeony fucking comic shop. I know that's a cornerstone, but it's fuck that. Well, those things need to get the fuck out of here already. Bring your fucking A game, you know? And the fact is that, you know, and I'll say it, I don't give a fuck, but I don't think anybody in Miami-Dade as a comic shop is bringing their fucking A game. You know, people are up in their shit, finally. They're finally up in their ante. From what I see around here, some of the comic shops finally are getting a little like, all right, there's people coming in. There's that. But most of them are still resting on their fucking laurels, you know? Maybe I'm talking out of my ass. Who knows? Maybe I'm talking really out of my ass. Because it's like, hey, Juan, yeah, I ran a comic book shop. You don't know the ins and outs. You don't know all the shit we have to go through. Yeah. So maybe that's where I'm going to make my run. You know, that's what I'm going to try to do. So I got a lot of that on my plate right now. That's one of the things I'm really trying to fucking figure out, man. And I'm going to try to do, you know. So Hopefully we're gonna have our grand opening in May. I'll probably be a little open before that, so if to once I get all my shit in order. Got a long day tomorrow, just finishing some projects for MegaCon. And when that happens, come fucking by, man. Dapper 13 Tattoos, Comics, and Games. We're gonna probably see also how we're gonna expand upon it, like website wise, yada yada, all that other stuff. And but let me know what you guys think. I think this is a it's a kind of a cool process and everything. So please, if you're a comic book shop owner and you're listening to this, or somebody who has experience, tell me the pratfall. Tell me the shit I should watch out for. Luckily, I've had a lot of people surround me, and they've been really cool. And the people that are experienced, they've given me good advice, and they've been really supportive. I have at least two or three people on my phone that I can call and say, "Oh shit, I fucked up. What do I do?" Like, that's gonna be the cool part. And the major, just the major. It's so funny. The only thing I'm like slightly scared of is like wasting anybody's time. It's not even mine. I think I'm gonna walk away with this no matter what happens. But like, I look at my partners, I look at the at Xavier and his crew and how awesome they've been. I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to have anybody get disappointed. I want us all to have fucking awesomeness. I want us to be like, boom, all right, at least. And even if we crash and burn, to be like, wow, that was awesome. Like, wow, If I plow a fucking Ferrari into a tree, I want to be able to remember it and walk away from it and be like, oh, cool, that was, hey, I plowed a Ferrari in a tree. At least I did that. So that's hopefully what we can get to. I have a lot of faith. I had friends that are naysayers. And I have to recognize they're coming from the place of, not that they want to see me fail, but dude, you are trying to climb, Mount Everest with a toothpick kind of thing. And I understand that, but it's like, dude, it's the it, there isn't a better way and a better time to do it than now, And hopefully it'll all pay off, man. And I'll keep you guys abreast about it. So you guys, okay. So in the rest of the week, check out on, hopefully, this is gonna be coming out. Yeah, okay, before midnight Tuesday, the 24th, March 24th. So hopefully Wednesday, March 25th, probably about 12 p.m., you're going to have the Florida Geek Scene version of Fwakata. They're sponsoring us on there, and I'm going to be reviewing comic books that I'm going to be getting. So if you guys have comics that you want me to review, especially indie comics or anything like that, for Florida Geek Scene, we got a lot of people that go through there. I think it's like 3,000 a day at least, or something like that. And I will be doing a podcast about it and be reviewing and everything. So feel free to hit me up at secretmediagroup, all one word, at gmail.com. This also goes for anybody else who wants any questions for the podcast and all that. Hit me up on there. Let me know what's up. And go to floridageekscene.com. They're going to have our podcast hopefully up. I'm going to be reviewing a couple of books tomorrow and every week, on there. That's going to be the next thing. We have a couple of other podcast ideas that we're going to be thinking about doing. Good God, what the fuck am I signing myself up to? But one of the things I want to do is start interviewing people at the tattoo shop as they're getting tattoos. I think it's really interesting. I talked to a guy the other day while Xavier was working, and it was just fun because it's just one of those things like, why are you getting that tattoo? Why are you doing this? What's going on? It's fun. I think it's cool to like learn people from people about that. So as always, you can find me on fwakata.com. You go on there, all my stuff is posted on there. You can support the show, donate on our button actually at fwakata.podomatic.com, or go to fwakata.com, go to our store, buy any of our prints that we have on there or any of their goodies or something. Whatever you buy, you get a cool fucking product, and I get some money in my pocket to keep this shit going. You could always reach us at 806-414-Juan, Juan. It's 806-414-5826. Leave a voicemail. Let me know what you think about the show. If you have any questions or anything like that, you want to be on the show, I will put you on the show. I don't mind. Do you think I'm full of shit? Do you think we need a comic skate? Do you think I'm being insensitive? Do you think I'm being a fucking cock? Do you think Donatello should be dead? Do you think Eric Larson's a fucking crikey asshole? Do you think Batgirl 41 was a shitty cover? Do you think Batgirl 41 was something that should be censored? Let me know. Let me fucking tell me. Tell me to my face, bitch. Don't be like that. Don't just sit there doing nothing. Don't be sitting there doing nothing. So yeah, man, that's our show for this week. It's kind of a rush. It's really fucking late, and hopefully I can put the music to this and everything before midnight. But I want to thank you guys. I really enjoy doing this podcast. I really like, talking to you guys, getting shit out of my head and everything else. And, talking to you guys. I mean, a lot of you guys post, send me messages or send me emails or talk to me through Twitter. Or when I see you guys, I saw some people at Geek Fest and they're like, oh, I like this about the podcast. This kind of sucks. This, I really dig it, man. That's kind of the main reason I do the podcast. It's not just to hear myself talk, but to have us talking, That's what I want. I want people to fucking conversate. So please feel free. If you got some shit to say, say it to me. I really want to hear it. And as for everything else, just man, just keep working at it, man. For you comic creators out there, anybody out there right now scratching some Bristol board right now, making your comics happen, going at it with your tablet, trying to listen to something. Keep going, man. Keep going. That's the best way you're going to differentiate yourself from everybody else, So I'll see you guys probably next week on this podcast. I'll probably do some mini casts in between here and there. I got a couple of things I want to cover. And yeah, man, just keep scratching that board. Keep making fucking comics, man. Let's do this shit. Laters.
If I listened to everything that they said to me, I wouldn't be here. And if I took the time to bleed from all the tiny little arrows shot my way, I wouldn't be here. The ones who don't do anything are always the ones who try to put you down. And you could spend your entire life walking around in the nowhere land of self-doubt. Cause when you start to doubt yourself, the real world will eat you alive. It's time to align your body with your mind. It's hero time. It's time to align your body with your mind. It's hero time. Cause when you start to doubt yourself, the real world will eat you alive. And you know it's true. I'm talking to you. Hero time starts right now. Hey! Shine, hey, hero time. If you think you've got 100 years to mess around, you're wrong. This time is real, your time is now, it's hero time. Yeah, hero time, hey, time to shine. Yeah, hero time, yeah. Our times are getting harder, the liars are acting strong. You better get a grip on yourself or you won't be around. Too long, it's hero time. Hey, time to shine. Yeah, hero time. Yeah, hero time. Yeah, it's hero time.
a shortened lifespan. I've got no time to lose, it's time to shine. Yeah, it's hero time. Yeah, it's hero time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just got to doubt yourself, the real world will eat you alive. Yeah. You can spend your time walking around cowering, or you can get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up. It's time to shine.